Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, beauties. Hello, Jill. And hello, March.
Hey, Carlene, I'm so pumped because in about a week's time, you and I are going to be in Los Angeles. So if anybody has, you know, food or hotspot recommendations, please slide into our DMs. You know, we're pretty familiar now, but we always want to know what's popping off, and we'll be there right after the Oscars. I mean, I'm planning on seeing some celebrities. Come on.
Oh, I hope we do. I really do. I think they all do private jets now, but I still have aspirations of running into somebody at the airport. I don't know if they're going to the Oscars, probably not. But yeah, I'm super excited as well. And to, you know, hit me with that warm weather.
You know it. Palm trees.
So for anyone who's tuning in for the first time today, welcome. We are two beauty editors who traded in the pages of magazines for microphones. We're here every single Wednesday with the Breakthrough Talents in Beauty, and we are delivering for you today.
Yes. So we are welcoming British-born celebrity facialist Georgia Louise Vassanelli. She has more than 25 years experience in the skincare industry. And Georgia Louise's website, it lists Cate Blanchett, Jennifer Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Nicola Peltz as some of her in-the-know clients.
Yes. And we are catching up with Georgia just weeks away from her doing the rounds of Oscar prep. Today, we're going to be talking about how to moisturize your skin the right way. It's another skincare basics episode coming in hot. And if you love this kind of nerding out all about a single topic, be sure to go back into our archives for episodes on how to exfoliate your face the right way. That was with esthetician Sean Garrett. We also have a how to build your skincare routine episode with esthetician Renee Rouleau.
Yeah. And, you know, catching up with Georgia, it's great, even if we are not at her gorgeous brownstone atelier on the Upper East Side in New York. She also has a self-titled location inside the Four Seasons in Los Angeles. Not the one that we stayed at, Carlene, the other one that I accidentally Ubered to one time. Ooh. So she's the one on Doheny, if people are wondering. And apparently she's gearing up to have a Beverly Hills face atelier. So a standalone location.
And I'm also going to be praying for a little visit at some point in time. So like many in-demand estheticians, Georgia Louise has her very own eponymous skincare line as well. She's also the global skincare expert for La Mer. She's previously worked with L'Oreal, Fresh, and Elemis. So she really knows a lot about skincare products. And we love that when we're asking for recos for different skin types and also different budgets.
And of course, we're going to be getting Georgia's tips for application and how and when to apply your moisturizer and how to elevate the experience, because we know that Georgia Louise has a signature lift and sculpt method that she's become very well known for.
So sit back and relax as you hear about you know, how much moisturizer do you really need to use? Do you really even need moisturizer? If you have oily skin or acne prone skin, do you need it? And if so, what types? She's also going to hit us with her recos for her personal favorite moisturizers with SPF. In my opinion, that's the foundation starting point for every skincare routine. And what she thinks about TikTok's skin flooding trend. What is it? And is it a do or a don't?
And of course, we have linked to every single product that Georgia mentions over on our website. So if you're driving right now, don't worry about it. We've taken notes and we have listed everything there at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And she gives a couple of great demos in our chat today. So I'm going to try to put those videos on TikTok too. If you want to see her in action, check us out on TikTok at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And we've also started uploading to YouTube Shorts. You know, we're aspiring, we want to become YouTubers. It's not enough to be a beauty podcaster these days. So if you love YouTube, then join us on there and you can catch some of our clips from behind the scenes of our episode. You can actually see them as well as hear them on our YouTube Breaking Beauty Podcast. Here she is, Georgia Louise.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
I'm low-key obsessed with Starface and grateful they're supporting our show this week. So Starface just blessed me with a huge box of their products right to my front door. Thank you, Starface. And I'm going to do a live unboxing for y'all right now. So first up are their iconic yellow cute star-shaped pimple patches from Starface. You know the ones that celebrities like Bella Hadid sport on Instagram. I've loved them ever since they debuted a couple of years ago. They're such a cute way to deal with a breakout, but they also keep me from picking my skin too. These are made with 100% hydrocolloid. This is an ingredient that helps absorb fluid and reduce redness while shrinking your spot. Plus, they come inside this little yellow compact that holds all of your stars and has a mirror. I'm going to close it right now on the mic. It's great quality. I love toting this. So what else is in here? Starface has a full range of HydroStar pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. So in this box, they have the original yellow. I'm staring at this colorful multi-pack right now. It's so cute. They have a solid black one, and there's a cute blue star with salicylic acid. And I personally think HydroStars are such a cute gift for your friends or loved ones. You can even get a pack of classic and salicylic acid stars when you purchase the BFF bundle, and that saves you 10%. Love a deal. I'm also really excited because in this box are the Micro Cloud. These are the newest innovation. So it's a powerful micro dart patch called Micro Cloud. And these are cute cloud shaped patches that are made with tiny self-dissolving micro darts that dive deep into the skin to target early stage pimples that are dry or irritated. They're filled with key ingredients like hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, and salicylic acid to help calm and hydrate skin for faster healing. And great news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. MicroCloud is only available in the US at starface.world. That's spelled starface.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all Breaking Beauty listeners free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. So just enter the promo code BEAUTY at checkout. Once again, that's BEAUTY for free shipping on your first MicroCloud order at starface.world. We'll link to this offer on our website and in our show notes. Now back to the show. Okay, so we have asked you to come on the mic today to talk about one of our favorite subjects, which is moisturizing. You wouldn't think that you could talk about moisturizing your skin for an hour, but we're going to do it. And I feel like people are here for it.
I couldn't believe it. Like, quite honestly, I didn't realize. I literally just read the questions and the car here and I was laughing. I'm like, this is incredible. Like, I don't think I've ever dived deep into a pot of cream for this long. So this is actually a challenge today.
This is what podcasts are all about.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it. Let's just jump right in.
Okay, miss, listen, you know, Carlene and I have friends that are, you know, we're not young anymore. We're not 20 something baby beauty editors. We're, you know, over 35 for sure.
Excuse me, 30 to 40s is the new 20s. Like, what are you talking about? Come
yes,
on.
It's true.
That's true.
It's true.
I mean,
that
seriously,
is true.
I have to tell you to, I find that a lot of my clients, like, before I interrupt you, and you have to stop me when I do this, but most of my clients that are now in their 50s have never looked better. And
yeah,
I think 100%. That it's such a bad thing for women. I always trying to correct people because I think that, you know, in your psyche, in your head, if you think that you feel old, then you're going to look old,
you're gonna
right?
Look old.
So you have
yeah.
to feel young and like embrace, you know, your skin at any age. But carry
yes.
on.
And
carry on,
to your
beauty.
Atelier.
Carry on, beauty. You're beautiful.
So how can we convince them? Like, what do you say if someone says, do I really need a moisturizer?
Listen to the expert that's been doing this for over 25 years, okay? I was literally doing facials in my diapers. And I can tell you right now that one of the most important steps is moisturizing. Because, you know, think about if I give you the analogy of a house, right? So you have this lovely house, and on your house, you have your windows, your door, and you have your roof, okay? If you're laying in bed and it's raining and you don't have a roof, what's going to happen to you? You're going to get showered on. All that debris and all that stuff floating around in the environment is going to get into your house. You don't want that. You don't want an invasion. The moisturizer is like your roof and your house. Like if you don't have your roof sorted out, because guess what? All of us are obsessed with exfoliation and over-stripping their skin with cleansers that none of us, even the best of us, even the pros like me out there, and there's a ton of us that are amazing and gifted with our hands and our knowledge. The bottom line is that we all strip our skin down too much because we know more is more, sadly, when it comes to beauty. And like there's so much out there that we just start, you know, like chipping down at our roof. And so therefore, when your roof is exposed, your skin is exposed. And the moisturizer is fundamentally, which basically protects everything that's going on in your skin. You know, like we have what we call the horny layer. You know, this horny layer is literally like this top layer of skin that basically protects and seals everything in, right? So if you don't have your roof on, friends, I'm telling you, friends, you're going to be a leaky house. And nobody wants a leaky house because that's when all the cracks start to appear. And let me tell
you,
cracks start to appear when you start to have that roof open and you're letting out all the moisture.
Do you have like a first step or an easy moisturizing routine that you would give to somebody who's, you know, just starting out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, there's no such thing as easy when it comes to skincare. It's like a choice, really. Like you can break it down into like the three steps, which is like cleansing, serum and a moisturizer. And then a fourth step is your SPF, really. But I always think like SPF is like fundamental, you know, above and beyond fundamental. Yeah. So to break it down for somebody that's a busy mama, get your SPF and cream in one. If you can't, the biggest question and the complaint I get is I just don't have time to layer. Well, It's like literally like dab, dab, you know, press, press. That took me 5 seconds. It's just getting into a good habit, right? So you shouldn't really spend, for anyone that's in a real rush and then using like, just say you're using like, I'm telling you, Georgia Louise is telling you to use 4 products. It shouldn't take you more than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Now that's like basic hygiene. I mean,
it's true.
And you wash your pits and you wash your body, like just wash your face, put on a serum, slap on a cream, put on your SPF. Yeah. It's like you get dressed. Let's dress up your face. And it's really important. I don't wear makeup. I used to when I was like in my 20s. I thought like it was back in the time, it was like wear makeup. And I'd spend more time doing makeup than I did doing my skincare. And now I've like totally eradicated makeup apart from lip gloss and my brow pencil. I'm done because, you know, when you start getting really serious about skincare and taking care of your skin, you don't need to necessarily wear the foundations. You know, your skin just glows and you just glow up. So
That's when you know you've made it.
That's
honestly,
when you know you've made it with your, that's when you've done your breakthrough moment where you've actually like, you got to the point where, oh my gosh, like I'm diligent. I've got the help I needed. I've got the right products for my skin and I can walk out of there and not worry about like concealing it with a foundation. And don't get me wrong. There's a place and a time for makeup. And I think it looks beautiful when it's done well. And, you know, a lot of my celebrity clients and all clients like to wear makeup when going out. But I just want to tell women that women are just naturally just goddamn beautiful. And I think that sometimes makeup can age you. But if you have like a glossy skin, I mean, we can talk about all those like top blow up names like glass and like, you know, water skin. But it's great. Moisturizer really helps you to shine your best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you're not necessarily a makeup wearer yourself, but I think if you are a makeup wearer, something that you struggle with is like finding that perfect base that does have SPF in it. So do you prefer the idea of a daily moisturizer with SPF, or do you them in separate steps? You know, what do you think?
I think that it's like I always say, dress your face like your wardrobe. You know, it's like, what's the weather like today? Like, where am I going? Am I going on the beach? Do I feel like a beach vibe day? You know, is it sunny? Like, you gotta like check all your environments first. Like, okay, is it sunny? Because for the most part in the summer, like there's so much humidity, you don't necessarily need to have like a lot of layering of like moisturizers. You may just be fine with like a tinted moisturizer, an SPF 50 ideally, that's tinted, amazing. But then if you're somebody, you know, that's like me, that's like, you know, like early 40s, I get very dry. So I'm looking to double up. Yeah, I'm going to double up and I'm going to layer up, right? I'm going to put on my like jersey and my like sweater. And that's going to be something that I do, you know, particularly in the spring and in the winter months, right? But then, you know, in the summer, I don't double up. I just do like a tinted moisturizer, which is totally fine for me. It's tinted, it's got SPF and it's done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like it depends on your skin. If you're somebody that's really dry, you're going to find an SPF moisturizer isn't going to be enough for you. You're going to feel that. You're going to get through the day and you're going to start cracking up. It's like my clients. Yeah. I had a client yesterday. He was like, my skin's amazing. I do all these 10 steps. I'm like, brilliant. And then like 4 hours later, I'm dry. I'm like, That's why
they invented mists, I suppose. That's the face mist.
That's exactly what I did. I said, you know what? You need a mist. Like you can spray it on top of your makeup and without. Just mist yourself during the day. I mean,
yeah. I want to ask you, because I feel like that is the holy grail product, at least for me, is a daily moisturizer with SPF that works on both fronts. Yeah. So what would be your favorite for that? I'm curious, or the tinted moisturizer with SPF?
I mean, look, there's so many because I'm such a skincare snob. Okay, so sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
I am a real...
Name drop.
I mean, okay, I like La Mer SPF 50 because it's chemical and it's mineral. And I believe that you need a mixture of both because mineral is great, but it doesn't have the lasting power. And a lot of us are like busy mamas, like working here, then everywhere. And tell me, when was the last time you applied your moisturizer during the day? Most of us use it in the morning. And then only if you're on the beach or if you're outside playing tennis, you may apply it a second time. So my thing is like you want a chemical and a mineral base. So another favorite of mine is like Ulta MD. Theirs is great. They have a tinted formula now, which is really nice. I think it's really a good color match for people. It blends really, really well. I also like Charlotte Tilbury. Her magic cream with SPF is amazing. I like that it's light. Her magic cream light's really, really nice. And I also like Barbara Strim Sun Drops. You know, they're kind of nice and easy and you can like, you know, customize it and edit into your cream. But even like Rocher Pochet, I mean, like that's a European brand that I was brought up with when I was a child. And I think that it's a good standard, like, you know, SPF that has like, you know, that works really well for the skin too.
The La Roche-Posay, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Those are great recommendations.
Yeah. So
love a price point range.
There's a whole range there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and check them out, but they're really good.
Okay. We'll link to all of them on our website,
guys. Oh, and Suntegrity. Anyone like Suntegrity?
Haven't tried.
Yeah.
Haven't tried that one.
Yeah, that's good too. It's like for anyone that likes a tinted SPF that has mineral, and that's a really nice one. Suntegrity. Give that a go.
Okay.
And then I could go on, like Supergoop.
We'll get more from you. Don't worry.
Well, I know. Maybe we can get how an esthetician puts on her SPF in the morning or like your moisturizer in the morning. Tell me, you don't need to go through all the steps, but just in terms of like very specific, like how much you're putting on your hand that then put on your face, the technique you use, let's hear it. We're in your vanity right now.
Okay. So again, I'm a skincare snob and I'm like, more is better for the face. In a sense of your skin is dehydrated and a lot of us are skimpy. And it's like really and truly, when you look at your moisturizer and you've had it in your bathroom vanity for 6 months, guess what? It means you're not using it properly. You really need to be looking at your 30 ml like jar and like say, that's going to last me maximum 2 months. So you want to, minimum amount is almond size for your face. And that, you're like, golly, that's a lot, right? And some brands will tell you that you need a pea size amount. Well, I don't buy that. Like, I think that you want like an almond size amount, you know, and you want to spread it really, really well into your, first thing you want to do is like, I do like a guided meditation application for you right now. Okay. So you're going to use your almond size application on your hands. And then you want to warm the product. You want to energize that and like get into the groove by warming up the product. When you warm the product, it penetrates better into the skin. And we're going to talk about better efficacy and how to get better efficacy like later on in the questions. But you're going to press on your cheeks and then press forehead and chin and then just spread down to your neck. And then if you can reach your décolleté, as you can see, I can. Today is Valentine's Day, showing the décolletage. décolletage. And you want to like skim it down here, right? And then you want to just like, as I'm doing a mini facial here at the same time, you want to just like spread and then drain the skin. And then you can do some rotaries, like always inwards and outwards, right? So you're working way up the face about stretching the skin. So apply it really well all over and then like, you know, effleurage out from the forehead down to the cheeks. And then obviously the neck, you're going to go up and then you can do some little rotaries to finish the application. And you probably spend like a minute just doing that. If you're me, I spend like 4 minutes doing that because I actually do massage at the same time. I love to massage with my cream in the morning because I use the oil at nighttime, but the cream is like, okay, I've got all the serums underneath. It's like all caked in. And like, now I'm going to just go for it and give myself a slap. You know, I do the George Louis like slap and tap and the lifting and sculpting. And that's when I really get into like, you know, the massage and like the lifting and sculpting is when all that's on. And then it just helps to penetrate the product better into the skin.
This episode is brought to you in part by Way. We made it to March, y'all. My mind is ready for spring, but my skin is still pretty laggy, including the skin on my scalp. Definitely time for a reboot. I have that image of that kid from Stranger Things burned in my mind, like snap and glow up loaded. And when it comes to making my hair stronger and thicker, I think we all know by now that it starts with really solid scalp care. Enter Way for all your dull hair needs. I've already shared with you how much I love the detox shampoo for a weekly reset, but I recently discovered Way's anti-dandruff shampoo. She did not come to play. I'm here for a shampoo cycling moment, and this has been part of my routine lately. You know, it just helps to brush off those little winter flakes. It comes in a mint bottle that has the aesthetic going on, but it also does have ingredients that we know work, like salicylic acid for exfoliating. That helps to clear the path for healthier strands to grow. The Way's anti-dandruff shampoo is actually clinically proven to gently soothe itchy, irritated scalps. And you betcha, your hair comes out cleaner and softer in the process. The Way would not have it any other way, trust. I just need to get my husband to stop stealing it, honestly. We have a promo code for all the Way products you might have in your cart right now. You'll find it in our show notes and on our website. The way to healthy hair this season and beyond starts here. Go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code BEAUTY15. And now back to our guest. Now, one thing you touched on earlier was moisturizer for oily skin. And I do think a lot of people who have oily skin are like, spare me, or maybe
give
I'll
me
just
a serum,
put it,
don't give me moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll just put it on. I know when I had combination skin when I was younger and I had consistent acne on my chin. So I would only put moisturizer. I started like only putting it on certain zones.
Right. Smart.
So I wonder if you have tips on the type, like what to look for on a label, what to avoid, or how to apply it for oily skin types.
I think the key thing is to go light and go for preferably like a gel. You don't really, your skin's already so hydrated and it's like, you know, it's super hydrated and it's producing its own natural oils, which is amazing, but you still do need help. So you want to go for like a light moisturizer or a gel versus a cream. You don't want to go for anything that has fragrance or anything that has like any like heavy essential oils, because I can find that they can irritate and break you out if you're oily, if you have like acneic skin. And you want to look for things that are like pore minimizing, you know, like niacinamide is one of my favorite ones for like pore minimizing. So look for niacinamide. You know, you want to look for humectants that are more hydrating than nourishing. You don't want to go for like a coconut oil because you're going to end up with acne in the morning. You know, you want to go for like hyaluronic acid. You want to go for like ceramides because they're really like, they're fatty, but they're not as heavy, for example. And then you could look for things that are like, you know, like, for example, like purslane or like cucumber extract, which is really calming and soothing. Aloe vera, for example, B5, vitamin E. These ones are like really nice for an oily skin because they're calming and soothing. Because it's an interesting one, really. And I'm sure a lot of you probably know this already, but I will tell you now. Oily skins generally are actually dry skin. And it's the skin's way of saying to the body, I'm so parched. I'm so dry. I need oil. And so then it's so smart, you know, the cells communicate to each other and they start producing more oil. And then what happens is you get oily. So it's kind of like one of those things where when I treat clients with acne skin, it's like finding the balance between enough oil, you know, and enough hydration mm-hmm. without over oiling the skin again. But you do want to use a light moisturizer, because that mm-hmm. also tricks the skin to think that your skin is okay and it's like equalized. If you don't use a moisturizer, your skin's going to still say, I'm dry, I need more oil, let's give you more oil. So by working on your roof, which I think is a really good like way of thinking about it, you know, it does actually correct the oil secretions in your skin, because your sebaceous glands are pretty active when you're oily. But when you start to use a cream, it does trick the skin a little bit to think that it actually doesn't need to be as hardworking as what it is.
Okay.
What's your favorite one?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I'm a skincare snob. So Biologique Recharge Emulsion Gel is amazing. It's a really nice one. You know, like we talked about Charlotte Tilbury, her Magic Cream Light. Even the Light Cream from Barbara Sturm is an amazing brand. If you're looking for Neutrogena, they have a Hydro Quench one for anyone that's mm-hmm. looking for like a price point. You know, all these brands that I love, like for example, one of the brands that you may not have heard of is Environ. I'm sure maybe you have in the beauty world.
Yeah.
South African brand that I love. They have an AVST, it's called AVST Antioxidant Gel. And a lot of my celebrities that have acne, oily skin love it because they have all the antioxidants, vitamins A, C, K, and E, green tea, very calming and soothing, but it's in a gel base. Amazing.
So great.
Yeah. And of course, my one, Georgia Louise, which is a hyaluronic acid cream and cucumber and squalene, super light. It's great for oily skin. It works for all skin types, really, but super light.
Yeah.
Amazing. I need to give a shout out. I just finished it this morning. The Kate Somerville Hydracate Recharging Water Cream Moisturizer.
Oh, amazing. Great choice. That's
it
another one.
It is
the bomb, right?
So good. It's new. It just launched in the fall. And I have oily skin. I can attest. Doesn't break you out. Mm-hmm. Makes you brighter. It's really, really good.
Yeah. And that's the key thing is like when you're oily, you still need hydration, you know, and I think that there's like the when you're looking at moisturizers, you're either looking for more of the hydration element or you're looking for more of the nourishing element, you know, to like work on the oil secretion. So yeah, I mean, those are the kind of creams and gels that we're talking about are those that are really like focusing on hydration and calming the skin down.
Yeah. Now, getting back to that question about acne, you know, I don't know what I've got going on here, but should you avoid that area when you're putting on moisturizer, or do you really put it all over your face regardless of whether you have, you know, a whitehead there or whatever?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you do, because a lot of the products now that I'm suggesting are anti-inflammatory. So they actually help with like calming it down and like protecting it really and like putting that roof back on. So it's, of course, if you had, you know, like a real rich cream, I would say avoid that. You know, but if you have a nice light gel, you should be using that on your breakouts and on your chin. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Jill always says she avoids shea butter, right? When you have
shea
acne
butter.
Gel?
Yeah. Mango butter.
Shea butter.
No, I mean, it's true. Like you don't want anything too rich, like shea butter or jojoba oil, you know, or coconut oil. I mean, they're lovely for the body, but if you're oily.
Yeah.
But let's leave them out of the picture for the face. Let's just focus on the body with those lovely things. Avoid it for the face at all levels.
Okay. And you talked about this a little bit earlier as well. Dry skin, dehydrated skin. How do you know the difference? Like if I'm experiencing, you know, maybe a little bit of crepey skin, what have you, how do you figure
it's
that
like
out
you
before
need
you
to,
reach?
Okay. So what everyone needs to do when they get back from the office today is put your light on and look at yourself in the mirror, and you're going to literally use one of your hands and you're going to just like pull it up. All right, pull your cheek up to your eyeball, like I'm doing right now, you see? And then you're going to look in that mirror. And if you see like these horizontal lines here, I don't have a mirror. I hope I don't. But by the way, like 98% of the population is dehydrated. It's because we just don't drink enough water and we're like in an environment with like AC and heat on all the time. Life. And if you see these like horizontal lines start appearing here, it's you're dehydrated. So that it's also another indicator is like when you feel tight after you've washed your skin. Like, oh, my skin feels tight
right now.
So, so do you see any little like lines that aren't there normally, like horizontal lines? Do you see them? Do you see any?
Not really, but you know what? Mm. I need I need glasses. So just ignore me. Just forget that.
So you can feel it when you feel tight, and then you can see it when you do that test. And that's one of the tests we do as estheticians when we have our clients coming in, our beautiful clients. We do a skin test and we see how dehydrated they are. And some people are just dehydrated on their cheeks and their chest could be fine. You know, it's like you could be more dehydrated around your eye area, for example. And in terms of like dry skin, which is very common, particularly menopausal, perimenopausal, is you get dry, flaky skin, which is like can get a little crusty and flaky around the forehead. Skin texture could be a little bit thicker, actually. You may actually see indications of irritation, like redness, and like you may find like dry patches around the ear area. And you may find that some of the wrinkles are more pronounced because your skin is like dry. So, and you may also see with a dry skin that you're not glowy, you're looking more dull. So those are the signs of a dry and dehydrated skin.
Okay. And then, so are there different moisturizer recommendations, whether you have dry versus dehydrated skin?
You know, like you want to, if you have a dry skin, you want to go for like a heavy weighter. You want to go for like a heavy cream with the shea butter, you know, or like the La Mer, like Creme de La Mer, or Charlotte Tilbury's Magic Cream, which is the, you know, her night cream is super rich and luxurious. Or the Augustina's Beta, if you're a real skincare snob like me, that's like an amazing one also. So yeah, you do want to increase your texture. You want to go for a heavyweight product. So doesn't matter what brand you have, whether it's like, you know, CeraVe, or whether it's like SkinCeuticals, or, you know, a Strim brand, that you want to make sure that you're picking the one that's rich for your skin, because that's what you need. You need that extra weighted blanket to like feed that layer and give that skin a chance to like get their food during the whole day. You don't want to skimp. You want to go rich. You want to apply a big, thick layer and like let it absorb into the skin. It's the best way to do it. It's start looking for a rich cream, for sure.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you in part by Pair Eyewear. So y'all know that I'm a beauty junkie. What you might not know is that I'm a fashion girly as well. I love to switch up my look. I'm a fool for a trend, even though I like to try to keep it somewhat classic as well. And I love, love, love nothing more than designer for a discount. So I've got my hacks. I like to buy and sell my clothes on consignment. And when it comes to my glasses, I want to let you in on a little secret called Pair Eyewear. So with Pair, you can change up your eyewear look in seconds and get that full wardrobe effect. So first you purchase what they call the base frame. So it could be, you know, classic rectangular tortoiseshell or a cool cat eye. Which, by the way, these are super affordable already. It's like $60, including the prescription. And then you can change up your look by snapping on one of these magnetic top frames over top. It takes like a second and you have a whole new look, and there's hundreds of tops to choose from. So for myself, I already own a set of, they call it the Casper frames. And it's a light pink lucite color, which I love. And I just ordered a rose gold sparkled top frame, okay, for only $30 that I can just snap on top for instant sunglasses. And they even have their very own case. So if you wear prescription glasses, you know that this whole idea is a godsend. If you're driving and you need to cancel out that brightness, but you still need to be able to see where you're going. And they have frames designed for men, women, kids, so you can get the whole family in on it. The kids can customize their prescription lenses to root for their home team, their superhero styles. I mean, how fun is that? And for every pair you buy, Pair provides glasses to a child in need. We love that. Yes, we're hitting you with a promo code. Get glasses that stay as fresh as your unique style with Pair. Go to paireyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off your first purchase. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com/beauty15. And now back to our guest.
So we often hear about humectants like glycerin, but, you know, there's hyaluronic acid. The whole idea is that they're sort of like grabbing onto the water in the air, keeping that water and the moisture in the skin. But we've also had people on our show who say that can kind of backfire, that hyaluronic acid, you know, it can draw water from deep within your skin, therefore drawing out the barrier. So what's your thoughts on this? Let's hear it.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I see that 98% of my clients are dehydrated, and the minute I give them a hyaluronic acid, it's like the holy grail. Oh, oh man, like sister, like my skin is not dehydrated anymore, and I just did the skincare test.
Okay.
And your skin is great. I think, you know, sometimes people could overdo something where you're just applying, you know, a lot of hyaluronic acid, like, you know, more, and maybe that's probably why they're finding that they're running into problems. But quite honestly, I've never run into problems because it's all about layering and the art of layering and what other products you're using. So I'm gonna go all out there and say, go for hyaluronic acid, you know, and it's not just a hyaluronic acid. There's, like you said, there's like glycerine. You can even find hydration in cucumber, for God's sake, you know, like cucumber and squalenes and like even aloe vera is super hydrating. There's so many types of hydration molecules out there that you can find in your product. So it's not the holy grail of is hyaluronic acid, but there's many other humectants that really help bind water to the skin. The truth is, you know, like I said to you, 98% of the population is dehydrated. So you do need some form of hydration because you're not getting it naturally. So I would say that please use something that's hydrating. Don't avoid it because you're worried that it's going to, like, you know, like start to descend from the inner layers of your skin. And by the way, when you're talking about the skin layers, like you have like many different layers of skin. For the most part, a lot of the hyaluronic acids can't even reach the dermal layers. I'm generally working on the superficial layers. So I don't believe that analogy at all. When I'm looking with my science head, those molecules, you know, for the most part, are only getting into the few layers of the skin and they're not pouring out anything. So I'm in disagreement with that.
Okay. Right. What's your go-to hyaluronic acid?
Georgia Louise. Georgia Louise hydrating elixir, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, mine.
We got to ask you a question that almost broke our private Facebook chat room.
Woo.
Yeah. Somebody chimed in and said they were listening to a different podcast, a different skin expert. And that person said that the correct way to use hyaluronic acid was to apply it after your moisturizer in order to seal in your moisturizer and prevent skin from getting dry. And actually, a bunch of other people chimed in and said, yeah, I do that as well. It works. Mm-hmm. Curious what your thoughts are.
Depends on the weight of the molecule. You know, like there's different like weights of molecules and it depends on your cream. Now, here's the other interesting thing that it's like mind boggling. You know, you have like science, so you have different molecule sizes. So if you're someone that has a wardrobe of products that don't all blend together, meaning you have one brand, then you have another brand, and you have another brand, they're not all going to be in harmony because they're meant to be in harmony, right? Because that's why if you're using a skincare line from one brand, they're going to tell you the order of the day. But if you're somebody that's using and like cherry picking the best of the best, you may totally balls up. And using the hyaluronic serum may work with one particular product. But if you're using it with a heavy weighter, I don't care what they say, it's not going to penetrate through. Because if you've got something that's a sealant that has like, you know, ceramides in it or squalene, you know, there's no chance in hell that hyaluronic acid molecule is going to get into the skin. And hyaluronic acid is featherweight. It's super, super light. It doesn't stay on the skin. Hydration is hydration. It absorbs into the skin. It's a humectant. It's not something that you layer on it's not a sealant. You know, it's meant to penetrate and hydrate the skin. Layering is like, you look at your wardrobe, you do the lightest layers first. And I'll break it down. It's like water-based first. So you look at all your serums and your creams and you like look at the efficacy. Some are like, you know, more water-based, and then you get into like more of the serums, and then you get into the more of the aqueous zone gels, and then you get into the creams. It's generally the order of how you would layer your skin.
Thinnest to thickest. That's what I've always
been
told.
And it works for me and all my clients. Yeah. And I've done, you know, thousands and thousands of hours in the treatment room. And I've played a lot with different applications and tried different techniques, but the proof's in the results, really, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
About skincare oils? Are they a replacement for a moisturizer? Or are they strictly more for massage? How do you use oils, or how do you explain it to people? Because I think sometimes people think skin oils is like the ultimate moisturizer. But again, I think, isn't it more about just like keeping your own hydration in?
The oil barrier, yeah. Well, oil is just an oil. So with the benefit with a cream is that you're getting like, you know, all the lovely things like the peptides, if you're looking to like smooth out the fine lines and wrinkles, or your antioxidants or your vitamins maybe sprinkled in, or you may have extra ceramides. So it's an amazing thing to like, you know, add on top of your moisturizer and then like finish off your amazing massage so that you have a slip and a glide. equally, mm-hmm. it becomes what I call the finishing product. So an oil is like an amazing finishing product that basically, again, like seals the roof versus the hyaluronic acid. The oil is going to stay there all night long, you know, and it's going to protect your skin better than a water-based serum. So yeah, mm-hmm. oils are, I'm a huge believer in oils. I growing up, I had a combination oily skin, and I actually found that the oil really helped my skin to balance out the secretions, because again, the body was tricked to think that I was producing my own oils. Mm. Rich in omega acids and fatty acids are so important. And for a lot of us, we don't have a rich diet and like an omega oils, 3, 6 and, you know, 3, 6 and 5. It's really important that we do. And like, we're not having enough avocado or salmon or like mackerel and all those yummy fishy things. Or so the oils is going to give that opportunity to your skin to really reset and rebalance your nourishment in your skin. And it actually just gives you this like dewiness, you know, when you start using an oil regularly. I find that a lot of my clients that are dry aren't dry anymore because they've got it just right. They've been using the oil at nighttime. And the nighttime is when you're sleeping. It's when your army comes out at night on your skin. It's like, we're like these little, you know, army people that are going to come out and protect the skin and, you know, prepare the skin for what's to come in the day. So oil is generally an amazing time to use at nighttime because, like I said, it's heavy weighted. You don't necessarily want to use an oil during the day if you don't want to look too glassy. Some people like a mattifying texture during the day, but using the oil at nighttime is amazing. And there's different types of oils, you know, these dry oils, there's like, you know, like heavyweight oils that, you know, sit on your skin all night long. And there are oils that are dry oils, which mean they're going straight away for oily skin. So I'm a big advocate of oils. Avocado, okay. Meadow foam, like, you know.
Yeah.
I like, oh God, I love avocado. And like I have mine, I have carrot seed oil. I have like meadow foam. I have camellia seed oil in mine. Jojoba is amazing too. There's so many nice oils out there in the marketplace.
Yeah,
that's Georgia Louise.
Yeah, Georgia Louise Sleeping Beauty Oil. My clients love it so much that they add it to, you know, their morning routine as well. But yeah, oil is great.
Okay. How do you know if your moisturizer is quote unquote working? What can you expect to see in the mirror?
Well, you're not cracking up. you don't feel tight. You don't feel like you're smiling and your skin isn't tight. Mm-hmm. You have that like nice, like sheer skin. Like some moisturizers are more satin based, some are more silky based, and you can tell. So you sort of look in the mirror and like, oh yeah, like my skin is a little bit like, it's shining back at me. It's smiling back at me. If it starts to look dull, then it's not the right one for you. You want it to make you look brighter. So your cream, you should be looking at the mirror and going, yeah, my skin looks bright. I may not have a happy skin day today, but my skin looks bright. The moisturizer is working. Oh, you know, and my skin hasn't had a breakout in a week or two. And just watch out for reactions. And reactions can come in like, you know, irritation such as like red patches, flaky skin, and like the textury thing. Like if your skin is smooth, your moisturizer is working. Okay. If your skin feels rough, it ain't working.
Right.
Switch it up.
Right. Okay. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like you understand the psychology of skin, like what it's doing, how to trick it.
Yeah.
So tell us this. Is it better to be consistent with your moisturizer, or does it get used to a moisturizer and you need to trick it and switch it up to get better results?
That's a great question, isn't it? I think that... Sadly, the body does get used to things, you know, and so I'm a big believer in like, okay, you need your staple products. Like we all need to clean our skin, use our serums, use our eye cream, moisturizer and SPF. And there's no harm in switching out your moisturizer, but you want to make sure that you don't have so many to play with because you probably will end up reacting to a couple of them. So I always tell people to switch up your moisturizer seasonally. So, you know, go for the heavy weighters in the winter and like more of the gels in the summer. So definitely, I think switching your cream up is a good thing. I am all for switching up your cream. Definitely. I do that all the time. I have a skincare wardrobe. I have probably 10 creams that I switch around on my skin. And I found the 10 that work for me.
And our last question before we let you go, Georgia, we have to ask you about this latest TikTok trend, skin flooding.
What is it exactly?
And is it a do or a don't?
I'm going to give you the thumbs up because I love flooding. All right. I think that is such a cute name. It's something that's been around for a long time. And the esthetician world, we actually say it's like an essence, you know, or a spritz of water. It really is something that helps to bind your ingredients and all your amazing serums down into the dermal layers because water basically brings product into the skin. So, yes, I think that flooding is I love the fact that there's all these cool names. Like we had like slugging it and now flooding it. I'm telling you, I need a new name. I need to come up with something cool. Finishing.
Drenching.
Yeah, let's brainstorm. Drench it.
Now, Okay, but just to be clear, are you meant to like wash your face not dry it? And then you start putting your products on straight away?
Yeah.
Is that it?
You're meant to be all wet.
Okay.
You're meant to be all wet. And then just like, yeah, you wash your face. And then, of course, hopefully you're not like dripping wet. You can like pat a little bit. You know, you don't want to air dry yourself. Because like, a lot of people like say, I'm air drying my face. That's why I'm taking 20 minutes to put on my products. No, you don't need to air dry. You know, use a fan or use a bit of like Kleenex tissue and just blot and then put on your serum. So you want a bit of moisture in your skin. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan
of it. Helps it penetrate.
Yeah, it really does. And it's for those of people that, you know, don't want to splurge on like, you know, the essences. Like, for example, La Mer has the Hydration Emulsion Lotion, or, you know, I have the George Louis like rose water spray. It's aloe vera. It's really nice. It has squalene. It has witch hazel and horsetail. Oh, the freeze tools. You got my freeze tools.
The freeze tools. We didn't get to talk about them because we're going to get you back on the show.
Can we just take a picture of you holding my freeze tools, because that's really cute. Oh, guys, that's so cute. I love the freeze tools.
I cannot wait. These came out of the freezer. And I did want to ask you, what should I use to do my massage with it? Oil?
Oh, yeah. I would do the Sleeping Beauty oil for sure. So you have a nice glide. Okay. Or even the balm. Let's slug it with the balm and the freeze tools, no?
Oh, feels so good already.
I mean, even at room temperature, right? They're just so cool. Did they just come out of
these came out of the freezer. They've been sitting for an hour, but they're still cold.
Heaven. Love that.
Oh, I need these. Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. We spoke about moisturizer.
We are moisturized. We are dolphin skin. Glassy.
Glassy.
We are flooded.
Yes. We're glazed. We're all glazed and like glassed up. Although we should have had a tub right next to us. We should have just been swimming in it for the hour. I'm going to jump into my bag and get my moisturizer now. Yeah.
Hot tub of La Mer.
Hot tub of La Mer. Sounds amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, that was so much fun. Have me back again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.